Chapter 5, Competition. Competition, Rivalry in the Marketplace. Dinner that night at Trusky's was quiet, so the explosion that followed seemed especially loud. It was Jesse's turn to clear and scrape the dishes, Evan's turn to wash and stack. Evan looked at the pile of dirty dishes on his left. Jesse was ahead. She was always ahead when it was her turn to clear, but tonight it felt like she was taunting him. To Evan, every plate scraping sounded like, "Can't keep up, can't keep up." Evan was scrubbing the casserole pan when Jesse stacked the last dirty dish by his elbow. Then she stuck her hands under the faucet to rinse without even saying excuse me and shook her hands practically right in Evan's face. And she said, "So how much money did you make?" That was it. He couldn't hold it any longer. "Why do you do it, huh? Why do you have to ruin one thing I had going?" For a second, Evan wasn't sure if he meant the lemonade stand or Megan Moriarty. In a mixed-up way, he meant both. And there was no way he was going to tell Jesse after paying back his mother for the 4 cans of lemonade, 1 can of grape juice, and 1 bottle of ginger ale. She'd been pretty irritated when she came down from the office and there wasn't a single cold drink in the house. He had walked away with $2.11. On top of that, he was pretty sure Scott had kept the $5 bill they'd earned. Well, what was Evan to do? Ask Scott to turn his pockets inside out? Evan hadn't kept track of the sales, so he couldn't be sure. "Why'd I do it? Why'd you do it? Why'd you invite that jerk over for a lemonade stand?" shouted Jesse. "And how come you wouldn't let me play? You're the one who was mean." "You're such a show-off," said Evan. "You always have to let everyone know that you're the smart one." "I wasn't showing off. I was trying to have a little fun. Is that against the law?" "You won't do a lemonade stand with me, then I won't do a lemonade stand with you. I'll do one with my friend Megan instead." "You cannot be her friend. You cannot be her friend," shouted Evan. "Why not?" "Because you're a little kid. You don't even belong in the 4th grade. And because you're just an annoying show-off pest, no one likes you." The words felt like disgusting spiders running out of his mouth. They were horrible, but it felt so good to get rid of them. Then Evan saw Jesse's lips tremble. Uh-oh. Jesse was a howler. She didn't cry often, and she didn't cry long, but when she did, it was loud. Mom would come down from her office. Evan would catch the blame. Unfair. But Jesse didn't lose. Instead, she stood as tall as her runty height would allow and said, "Megan likes me. She invited me to come over to her house tomorrow, and we're going to make another lemonade stand and earn twice what we did today." Oh, that was it. She was going to ruin everything. Show him up right in front of Megan, even before the school year started. Make Megan think he was just some stupid loser who couldn't even beat out his baby sister at a lemonade stand. Evan boiled over. "I wouldn't count on it, Juicy," he said. Jesse hated that nickname, and Evan only used it when he had to. "I'm going to have a lemonade stand every day until school starts, and I'm going to earn $100 by the end of the summer, enough for an iPod." "Oh, please, like you could even if you wanted to," said Jesse. "Megan and I already made $12 each day, each 2 day. We could have $100 like that." Jesse snapped her fingers. "And then what?" said Evan. "You'd lock it up in your lockbox and save it till you were 50 years old? Your biggest miser is on this planet." Jesse stiffened up. Her mouth made a funny O. But then she put a hand on her hip and smirked at Evan. "For your information, I'm going to make $100 donation to charity." Evan snorted. "Yeah, right. What charity? There was a long pause, and Jesse said, as smooth as whipped cream, "The Animal Rescue League? Megan and I talked about it today." "You don't even like animals," said Evan. "Everybody likes animals," Jesse shouted, "and I'm going to give them $100. So you won't ever call me a miser again." "I hope I never have to talk to you again," shouted Evan. "Hey!" in a sharp voice from the stairs. Mrs. Tresky had a pencil stuck in her hair and a worried look on her face. "I could hear you two all the way in the attic with the air conditioner on high. What's up?" Evan looked at Jesse. Jesse looked at Evan. They had taken a vow, a spit vow. Ever since Dad had gone, they had vowed not to fight in front of their mom. It made her sad, sadder even than when Dad left. "Nothing," said Evan. "Nothing," said Jesse. Mrs. Tresky looked at the two of them. "Come on, out with it. What are you two yelling about?" "It wasn't a fight, Mom," said Evan. "We were just joking around." "Yeah," said Jesse. We were goofing. Sorry, we won't get you out of your office." Mrs. Tresky looked at both of them with her laser eyes. Jesse hung the dish towel on the oven handle and fiddled with it until it was perfectly straight. Evan bent over the casserole pan and scrubbed it as if his life depended on it. He scrubbed so hard, his elbow bumped the fruit bowl. A cloud of fruit flies rose into the air and then settled back down. "Oh, God," said Mrs. Tresky. "Would you look at those fruit flies?" Her shoulders slumped. "All right, well, I'm going back up. Can you guys handle showers and reading? And then I'll be down to tuck and turn off the lights." "Sure, Mom," said Jesse. "No problem," said Evan. Mrs. Tresky disappeared upstairs. Jesse turned to Evan at the sink. "Let's make a bet," she said. "Whoever earns $100 wins, and the loser has to give all their earnings to the winner." Evan shook his head. "Not fair," he said. "You've already got money saved up." "That money doesn't count," said Jesse. "We will start with today's earnings, and that's all got to be from selling lemonade. No mowing lawns or sweeping out the garage or anything else." "Aw, what if neither one of us makes $100? Said Evan, not liking the sound of this deal. "Then whoever makes closest to 100 wins. And even if we both make over 100, whoever makes the most money wins the bet." "When do we count up the money?" asked Evan. Jesse thought about that. "Sunday night, right before fireworks." She looked straight at Evan. "Huh? What did you say?" Evan didn't like bets. He really wasn't into competition. He loved to play basketball and always gave it his all, but winning or losing, it didn't make much difference to him. He just liked to play. But this was different. This mattered. If he didn't beat Jesse at this bet, if he couldn't win against his little sister in a lemonade war, then Evan thought of the school year stretching in front of him. It was all over. He might as well just give up on everything right now. "It's a bet. $100 by Saturday night. Winner takes all." He shook his wet hands over the sink and dried them on a dish towel and gave Jesse his most menacing look. "You better pray for mercy."